It's hard to enjoy your daily yoga routine when your mind is on your next VAT return and how to avoid the usual mistakes. But with QuickBooks, the new VAT Smart Scan technology does the work for you. As the deadline approaches, it checks for duplicates, looks for anomalies, and reviews VAT codes. So your biggest struggle is touching your forehead with your ankle.
Search for QuickBooks, perfect for making tax digital. QuickBooks, backing you.
Yeah. With bars and hoops, Lamar and swoops, back alley cats, the back door cuts with alley oops, posting up. You on block on Mike and Booth and kick it out to one who likes to shoot. Oh yeah, said we merging them. Got 50 with a surgeon and some throwbacks like Snoop Dogg with Magic Irvin's and some more in like Master P and Dr. Irvin Blender. How about maybe a little Wayne speaking on Bird back then? Bars and hoops, y'all, we hitting up all courts. For now with the sports talk, next we talk all sports, back to it. Got Jada and Jamal Croft, haters get crossed out, crossed up across all actual facts. Points of view that you never seen from your favorite artists, like talking about Devil Green or Gerald Wallace. Whoever's on your favorite team, El Amin on the verse and still be great on the name for B&H. Drake's opinion on Spates, one synopsis of Blake, tip on Horford's fate. The fact we giving them straight, the truth they shitting on tape. Who sports makes for a take, so true or you can debate on who you really done rate. Come through it, really be great, the truth, the fact like a state. AAM or Prime 8, please remember, bars and hoops, the center of the hood, make it part of your agenda.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? Bars and Hoops, Stills the Great, episode 44. Today, you know, I got the regular crew in the house, you know, on the right of me.
True Legend Tone, what's good, y'all? Yeah, what's good? Man. What's good?
And, you know, my co-host.
You already know, Big Zah, I'm up in here, man.
Zah flitted in.
What's happening, man, Stills?
Yeah, man, so we got a lot to talk about today, man. You know, there's a lot going on in the world of hip-hop, a lot going on in the world of, you know, sports. So we just gonna get right to it, man. First and foremost,
sir,
we know that last week, or was it 2 weeks now, the whole Cameron Mace situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mace finally got a chance to tell his side of the story on Angie Martinez, man. And I don't know if y'all saw it, but Zada, you saw it? Tony, you saw it?
I seen some of the interview. I seen the most important parts that I needed to see from the interview.
What you took from that?
I agree, you know, what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? As far as the, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have the platform.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. So
he put them on.
He basically, without him, you know what I'm saying?
He definitely did, man. Yeah.
The one thing I didn't like out of their whole situation,
besides the ninja suit.
Crazy. Forget all of that. I didn't like him charging Cam for the horse and carriage video.
Yeah.
If that's supposed to be your man, how you gonna charge a man 20 grand to be in a video?
Nah, I respect that. I would definitely respect that.
And you know?
His excuse at the time was lame. Yo, it's not really charging you, it's the budget. Yeah,
That was whack.
Mm. He said that's what kind of stemmed their whole beef for all these years.
Yeah, well, I figured if you my man, I'm not gonna charge you 20 grand. You already did the song with me, so what am I charging you for?
Yeah, to do the video. Yeah, that is crazy. Like, and that he said that's why Cam has been bitter with him for so many years. You know what I'm saying? Taking shots at him, and you know he said that he just got tired of it, man. He made the Oracle record.
That's all I can stand.
Yeah,
I can't stand no more.
No, but the crazy thing about it, like, who's really paying attention to all that right now?
Right?
The way the game is now these days, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why is that's even coming up. So like Cam and you know the diss record. Why is it like that? Like what's
the older people?
Who's admiring?
Like
who's looking into
we,
this stuff?
We know from back then what it was.
The history, yeah.
The younger people, they can't follow that. You know, They don't follow that. They busy with Yachty and the rest of these guys.
me personally, I always thought when I first heard about it, I automatically thought like yo. It was a publicity stunt for two.
That's what I think.
It was a publicity stunt for the whole Dipset reunion.
Mm-hmm.
It was a publicity stunt for Cam'ron promoting his new album. And they kind of used Mace for that. But then also, it was a chance for Mace now to get himself back in the game. And look what happened. Everybody started talking about it. Everybody that came to the radio station.
Right.
Yo, what you know about the Cameron Mace thing?
Yeah.
You know, everybody was talking about them now, and they made them relevant again.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Like, look at Eminem.
So they basically trying to eat off each other.
Pretty much.
Because then, don't forget, remember when they, after the Mace shit and after the Cameron shit, the Mace post, like, you know, you still my boy. I just had to get one up on you or something like that. And Cam was like,
Mace was like, yo, well, now,
yeah,
he said we've been enemies
for 20 years.
And we've been friends. He said, yo, you know, I don't think we could ever be friends.
He said we've been friends for 8 years. We've been enemies for over 20
years. Which is crazy.
Wow.
But them dudes used to play ball together,
yeah,
right?
They was in the backcourt.
Yeah.
He said Cam was All-American. He said, yo, Cam was All-American. I wasn't All-American. He said, yo, Cam was the one that was the man. I used to wear, he said, yo.
His hand-me-downs was my get fresh.
His hand-me-downs was my get fresh. He said, yo, he wasn't lying. I used to get his sneakers, clean them with the toothbrush, and that was my get fresh. He said, yeah, I was poor. I came from the bottom. He said, things started becoming a problem when the tables turned. Mace got on. Now, Mace is the fly guy. So he said that always bothered
him. Right. And yeah, I see how that could have probably played part. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He said, yo, he just been taking shots at him ever since. And he's like, yo, man, I just can't take it no more. He said, yo, I got grown kids now.
Dude was getting 50 a show back then.
Yo, nigga. It was ridiculous.
50 a show.
It was ridiculous.
Back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? So I respect Mace for speaking his part. And he made some sense, though, because he was like, yo, when you listen to certain interviews and whenever anybody speak on his name, you know, it's always a punchline butt joke.
Mm-hmm.
He's always the butt of a joke at the end of somebody's comments. Like he said, the radio personalities like Charlamagne.
Yeah.
They'll set the listener up or the guest up to say something bad about him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yo, everybody got this perception of him as he's soft, and he's just tired of it. Like, yo, man. People look at me like you think the church thing means that I'm soft. Like,
yeah,
what I didn't like, what I didn't respect, is the way that he came up there like he was ready to be on some gangster shit.
The ski mask.
Yeah, ski mask and all that. Like, they don't want me to, they don't want this side of me. You don't know this. Like,
he said, when I'm smiling, I'm dangerous.
Yeah.
I just never could see Mace hardcore rap, like a hardcore rapper.
I can't imagine a glitter suit with a gun in it.
Yeah. You know what
I'm saying? I can't do that.
Well, he said that wasn't his idea though, man. He didn't want to do that.
But he told Jada was on did the interview with Fab. He said, yo, if I get the chance, no matter what, if I gotta dance in that suit, I'ma dance in that suit.
And he get that check.
Dance in the suit. And who you think was behind him in the background dancing in the suit? Jada.
Yeah, yeah. Kissing them definitely was on.
They was in that video as well.
Definitely in that video as well. Nah, facts. Yeah, Puff had all them glitter.
Yeah.
All them had that glitter on.
Everybody Puff had, he turned to players. Murder Mace.
Facts.
Big.
Right.
Yeah.
All them dudes was rappers. Gee, the most thug rapper I would say dealing with Puff might have been Black Rob.
Yeah, but no, it wasn't.
No. Big was still on his rollie in the sky.
Nah.
Black Rob wasn't really on that player besides the
No, you
the
right.
Role.
Originally, right.
Yeah, because Black Rob kept it. He kept it hardcore.
Yeah.
He kept it hardcore.
Yeah, his whole image was that.
Right. Yeah. And that was a way of Puff. He just knew he was a mastermind of making money and what's appealing.
Puff was smooth. Facts.
You know, he knew what to play with the radio light, media light, you know what I mean? Mainstream. And he did it in a way to where, like, you know, it's still cool like that. Because Big still was rocking and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because Big hits, he still had his thug thing going on. His hits were, you look at it, One More Chance, like the radio joints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Warning and all that was still on there. Yeah. Ten Crack Commandments and all that was still on there. So he still had his thug, but the radio hits, the hits that were put out, with a watered down joint, so to speak.
Yeah, he even watered Sean down a little bit too.
Uh-huh.
Cause he had Sean doing the in between reggae joints.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
Sean.
Sean Poe.
Oh man.
Shout out to Sean.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yo, he's out now?
Sean deported.
He got deported? Mm.
Yeah.
He did that Dom. Yeah, he did that Dom and they sent him straight back. Straight home.
Back in Belize.
Wow.
He's back in Belize, kid.
Well, he ain't getting over here no time soon. Got your boy Trump up in there. That way he get back in.
Word.
Shit, kid. Yo, but he was a very talented dude, man. Up and coming, man. But it's
he didn't
like,
get the chance to blow. I think he got a raw deal with the whole the club situation with J-Lo.
Yeah.
J-Lo was like, man, I ain't fucking with y'all niggas. I'm out. Who's gonna get me a white boy? You know
what I'm saying? That's when he started messing. She started messing with
She was with Diddy at that time, and all that shit went down. Shot.
She went with Anthony. Mark Anthony.
Nah, she went. She went to Ben Affleck.
From
Diddy to Ben Affleck. Went back with Mark Anthony, but
she's back with A-Rod. Like this.
You know
she
what
know
saying?
What she doing, man. You know?
She's
you know
still bad.
Between her and that Mariah Carey, man.
God.
They the stunt divas, man.
Oh, man. She ain't got that butt from Selena no more, so I ain't checking for that.
She
had that motherfucking fizz neck.
Yeah.
Her shit was huge, but, you know, on another note.
That's another episode right there. We need to put that out, right?
Allegations against me.
Yeah. Now, it's crazy, because we just mentioned a lot of bad boy artists, right? Puff had Big, he had the Lox, he had Black Rob, he had G Dep, he had Loom, he had Sean. The other day, Charlamagne mentioned that Mace isn't even top five on Bad Boy's roster of artists. Out of everybody that I just named, man, you mean to tell me that five other MCs better than Mace? And we know Mace from the mixtapes. Children of the Corn, Mace. Even when he was glittery, Mace had skills, man.
I tried to make sense of it and said, okay, is he better than Jada? No.
Nah, he not. Yo, Kiss said.
Is he better than Styles? No. She glutes? Nah.
What?
I'm gonna skip that one.
Oh, word.
Is he better than I ain't listen too much Black Rob, so I can't answer that question. And G Dep, no.
No way.
No.
G Dep is my dude. I like his flow, man. He had potential, man.
But
that Harlem Shake, that shit was carrying. That shit held some weight.
That was his biggest hit.
Special Delivery.
That joint, Special Delivery, that shit was some hot shit there. He just didn't get the chance to hear, because he's done some dumb shit, right? He did some dumb shit too.
He turned himself in for a murder.
Boy, I tell you, man, these cats, man.
For a murder, like that was like 15 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But is he better than Mace?
What
are we asking this question on? If we talking about making songs, or are we talking about freestyle?
All about artists.
I really would give Mace that. He's that last in. He gotta be like the last, that last wild card dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put him in there.
I'd say this.
He's fifth.
After the big situation, him getting murdered, Mace carried Bad Boy.
Fact.
I don't think G Dep could have done that.
Hell no.
Mace carried.
That's a fact.
Mace gave him two solid CDs, one a double CD. I don't think G Dep could have did that. That biggest hit was, you know, take this money, and then he had the Special Delivery.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it was fizzle. Black Rob was just like whoa, and
what was his biggest joke?
The locks of the locks. You know what I'm saying? Puffles. If I want bars, I could fuck with the Lox. You know what I'm saying? The one thing that Puff seen in dudes was he taught them how to make song instead of just being mixtape rappers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Isn't that what he told the Lox? He was like, I'm trying to teach y'all how to make songs instead of just being mixtape rappers. So,
that's a fact.
You know?
That's a fact, man. Puff was a smart dude, man. When you really look at it, man, that dude changed a lot of these guys' lives, man. He put their careers in the right direction, man. He wanted them to be glittery, and they made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
A hell of a lot of money.
A lot of money, man.
50 grand definitely, a show. Definitely did. 50 grand a show in 99.
Word.
My nigga, you got rappers out here that may not even be making that, that probably just started.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at one time, Bad Boys definitely was on top of shit, man.
Nah, Bad Boy was on, definitely.
It was on top of shit right
there,
Bad
Boy was on top, man.
Couldn't tell him nothing.
No.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I forgot Craig Mack was there.
Craig Mack.
Yeah, I forgot Craig Mack.
He better than Craig Mack.
Yeah, he better.
Yeah, he's better than Craig Mack.
1,000 degrees.
Even though that album sold 1 million copies, he did go play.
But sometimes it's
he better than Craig Mack. Craig Mack was just
orthodox. He had that delivery though, man. Craig
he's unorthodox Mack. To me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That was appealing to me the way he was doing that shit though.
Then nigga,
1,000 degrees. Like
chocolate chip cookie, please. Man.
Huh? Yeah, you right, man. You definitely right, man. Like I forgot all about boy. That dude, man.
Nah, but he Flavin' Year was
that
you
was
know,
a big
that was
single.
A big record. That's sure. That. The single sold platinum.
Right.
Then he had Big on it. Niggas is mad I get more bucks
hard.
Than straight.
Mm-hmm. Hard. Hard. Yeah. Pause.
Word.
What was that? Other shit?
What was
what about that what shit what L was saying?
Yeah, what was that?
Electrocute a Barracuda.
What? What was, yo, if I could ask L to this day, what was that verse about? He shit?
Blotitious.
Stevie. Delicious. What?
Yeah, see?
What do you think about L?
I say that L, I love him to death, man. You know what I mean? You gotta give him his credit for having longevity, but he had a couple of duds, man. A few years of duds, man.
So he's who not in the top it, 10. He's not on your.
Everybody
on
have your, a dud, man. Even Nas have a dud. Nostradamus was like toilet paper.
He's not in the rush.
And Nas is my favorite artist.
All right, so, don't laugh at me. I had to put a lot of thought into it. Because,
there you go.
You know, I seen the Mount Rushmore, the hip-hop Mount Rushmore that they had online, and a lot of people made a lot of comments that made sense. They was like, yo, it just looked like it's era-based. Because everybody Mount Rushmore, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, and even you was like, yo, how you got Big up there? He only had like two joints.
Two joints enough, don't make you the greatest rapper all time.
You know how he didn't have a large enough body of work to be there, and I respected that. So, me being who I am, I said, all right, man, my Mount Rushmore consists of this, man. And I'm gonna explain why I put each person on there, right? So my number one, it ain't in no particular order, but my number one is Kool Herc. Why?
He started it.
He started the hip hop thing. He was the so-called founder of hip hop. Am I right, Father Tell?
It's back in tone now, to get down.
Oh, man, cool. calm down.
Kool Herc?
Yeah, well, that's what they say.
77 in the BX.
You know what I mean? Right. I had to needle pop then at
77
that time.
77 in the BX. I wasn't even here.
I didn't care about Kool Herc. I was needle pop at that time.
All right, and next on my list, this is kind of two people. Russell Simmons and Rick Rubin. Why? They started Def Jam. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're not artists.
Huh? No, but no, we just talking about Mount Rushmore of hip hop. Right?
I guess.
Well, you talking about producers, though. Those guys is like...
They're founders. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, if it's a Mount Rushmore for a culture, a hip-hop culture...
Okay.
Yeah, that's... You gotta
have them. Okay, well, they have...
So,
they,
if you're gonna
they
do that, you might
door.
Put Flash in there, man.
So, yeah, I'm gonna let you get... I'm gonna let you get your...
They open the door. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Boom.
Because without them, there'd be no Run DMC and all of that.
Third, Jay-Z. By far, he's the most successful hip-hop artist that turned into a businessman.
I'll stop you right there.
Why?
Because if he ain't make those business deals, will his records still be selling that? I mean, most of his money's not off his records, man.
Who?
Jay-Z. Yeah. Most of his money is off of what he did outside of rap.
Like what?
The Nets.
He was a minority owner in the Nets. Well,
yeah, 1%.
1% of a billion more than niggas ever seen.
He said that.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole Roc Nation movement. Like, he's done other things to put himself up. Like, he's artist wise, yeah, he's a hell of an artist. But dude.
But I'm saying though, what about if you're gonna put Jay-Z in there, what about a guy like Dame Dash that was in front of him at that time to put him on like that?
They were equal.
They were all equal. Dame Dash is doing the deals though.
Yeah, he did the business.
He did the business aspect.
But Jay was the one that's making the songs.
He was
that
the talent.
Made the money. He was the talent. He was the talent.
Okay.
Throughout the 90s, you got to remember, Jay, X, and Ja Rule, every album that they dropped was going no less than triple platinum. During the 90s,
would you put Irv Gotti up there?
Nah, Irv ain't on mines. Irv ain't on mines.
Why not?
He could be on yours. He ain't on mines. Because the next one that I got, for the fourth and last person, is Puff. We just spoke about Puff's body of work. Bad Boy.
Puff is singing.
So
man,
it's Puff, Jay-Z, Russell Simmons and Rick Rubin, and Kool Herc.
Why you got Puff up there?
What do you mean? Bad Boy. Big, the Locks.
Where all the artists at now?
Come on, man. Big passed away. The Locks ain't there no more.
How did the Locks leave? Mace. It was nasty, right?
So what?
It was nasty, right?
But hold on, what Mace said, kid, you gotta respect the platform that let people hear your voice, right?
Of course.
Without Puff, we would have never heard of none of these people.
Did you have any of these stories with Def Jam?
Nah, I got the book Dancing with the Devil right there.
With Murder Inc. With any other major rap label but Bad Boy.
But look at how Murder Inc. went down though.
50 Snitch.
Hey, come on, man. There wasn't no 50, nothing. Like,
no, you know who you forgetting?
Who that?
That's underground that you don't. I don't even know who my top four is.
I ain't gonna say.
Because just by the way you presented your top four, is like, if you want to take it in that rim, like, what about a guy like Hank Shockley?
Hank Shockley.
Huh?
Hey, educate us.
You know what I mean? Yeah, educate us with the PE, man. These guys is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right now.
Yep.
That's big.
That's big. You right.
So it's Tupac.
Shout out to Hank Shockley.
What about a guy like Dr. Dre? You know what I mean?
But other than all right, now what's
the Dre? Hey, I mean, I would put if Eazy-E lived long enough, he would probably have been over Dr. Dre. But what at the time?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
At the time, no, because now, what are you talking about? The platform, where Eazy-E started.
Eazy-E
started a whole dynasty, man. He found Ice Cube, he found the whole crew.
Ice Cube. Eazy-E was the money to get them started.
Yeah, Dre definitely.
Dre found Ice Cube.
Okay, all right, there you go. You're right, but I'm saying, Dre is a face too.
West Coast.
So,
yeah.
Hank Shockley.
Dr. Dre.
Okay.
But, if you gonna go there, just say Jimmy Iovine.
Nah.
Let's
home finish. Dre is behind the sound of the West Coast.
Russell Simmons is that next face.
He said that's the third.
The fourth. Wow, it gotta be probably more into this modern. Now, who one of these cats that's doing it now, man?
Modern cat?
Yeah. Like,
don't say Drake.
Steve Stout.
Steve Stout is more of a marketer.
Okay.
He's the businessman. He's, you know, he get these guys their deals.
What about that? Now, I wouldn't say the babyface guy, right?
Ooh.
L.A. Reid?
That's another dude right there too.
He didn't deal with much. Only rappers he dealt with was Outkast.
Yeah, that was big though.
I'm talking about what you call man. Not Manny Fresh.
Oh hell no!
Baby.
Wow, you put the
baby just bad as Puff.
He's worse than Puff. But damn, if you look at that.
But you know what? You got it exactly right. I would say Russ and then Puff. You right.
Well, y'all got a lot of producers, man, and not artists.
Stills had started. I thought he was talking about the artists, but now we're gonna go into the artists segment.
I'm gonna do artists, man.
All right, so let's hear your artists.
I'm gonna do Nas, number one. Ooh. All obvious reasons, greatest, in my opinion, MC to hit the mic. Man.
Not according to
who? Who?
To your man.
Who?
Jay?
You better not say Jay-Z.
I'm talking about not Jay-Z. I'm talking about one, your man Ball. The ball player.
Lonzo.
You heard what he said about Nas?
Nas, my God. Nas is outdated. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm telling you,
man. I'm going to say Nas for obvious reasons.
Yeah, go ahead. I got you.
My number two, I'm going to say it's Tupac.
Pop?
Yep. Wow. 75 million records, man.
All right. So.
75 million records on top of the fact that most people say, most people in New York don't fuck with Pop because if you put Pop against any, let's just say any New York artist, they're going to pick the New York artist because the artist's from New York. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? The Pop was screaming, I'm from LA. I like Pop because Pop's music has substance. I like Pop because Pop music was emotional. I fuck with Pop. Like, you can listen to so many drug dealer raps before, you know, I start to go crazy and I want to get on the corner. But, you know, Pop's music has substance, man. It had messages in it. Man.
So, hold on. Now, remember, I did something the other day. I posted something the other day because I just wanted to see. I had an interesting point I wanted to make. Like,
I know where you're going. I know exactly where you're going.
Tupacalypse Now.
I know. No. Right? No.
I posted Tupacalypse Now and I said, yo, is this a classic album?
No, it's not.
And everybody unanimously was like, no. Now that's big, man. Your debut album, anybody that's an icon in the game, that's rare. Most of the rap icons that we sit here and talk about, Jay, Big, Nas, they all had classic debuts.
You're right.
Pop didn't have a classic debut album. Yeah, I mean, Tupacalypse Now wasn't that great.
Again,
people didn't listen to Pop.
Again, this is where I go. Mm-hmm. The sound was in New York.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It wasn't L.A.
You talking about Pop sound?
Tupacalypse Now, that was done in Oakland, man. That's an Oakland sound. It didn't have a New York sound. Jay-Z Reasonable Doubt had a New York sound. Illmatic had a New York sound. Ready to Die had a New York sound. These people, if that's like if we all in LA and we ask that same question, but we put the New York rapper, we're gonna say the LA rapper is better than the New York rapper. It's coastal bias.
I don't know, man.
You know what I think with Pop? I think his acting. You know what I mean? Helped him out along.
No.
You know what I mean? Disagree. Like, it gave him more of an identity of who he was.
I disagree. To your point, Tupacalypse Now was not a classic album. Uh-huh. The second one, Strictly For My Niggas,
Strictly For My Niggas,
my opinion, was a classic album.
That's when the one they got me.
Dear Mama back. Was on that one?
Nah, that was on Me Against the World.
Their mom was Me Against the World.
That's the one he did while
he was in jail with so many tears. Suffered through the years. Okay.
But
so
that was what?
That was his biggest
the
album.
Dear Mama came.
When Dear Mama came,
that's when I paid attention to this dude. Yeah. Like, yeah, this
but
dude is
Strictly
crazy.
For My Niggas, to me, was hard. Like, Tupac's Now, I had about four tracks on there.
Yeah.
I'm a big Pac fan.
Yeah. All right, so what about the first? Wait a minute, the one with Dear Mama, the Dear Mama was the third album, right?
That's, yeah.
All right, so the first, so you knew who he was from the first two.
Yeah, I knew what he was from Digital Underground when he was.
Yeah, I know that.
Now I kind of around when I hang around.
But nobody was paying attention.
Nobody was paying attention.
It was just a clown.
Yeah.
I'm not a clown, but it was a nice song.
Yeah.
I like that shit.
Yeah.
I ain't like that.
So you said,
that what you call the Humpty shit?
That same shit. I wasn't even for that Humpty gimmick shit.
That shit was rocking in all the clubs.
The bass lines on that shit was hard as crazy, but the gimmick.
But Bach was a smart nigga, man.
The gimmick was crazy. He had too much to talk about.
Right.
Like, so he says it himself.
He did that just to get on.
Before I get to number three, he says it himself. I never claimed to be the best rapper. I claim to be the realest rapper. And that's real. He know he ain't the lyricist of the year, but he's going to be the realest. He's going to talk about the realest shit. Now, like no, number three.
Okay. Uh-huh. So you got Nas and Pop.
Nas and Pop. Mm-hmm. Number three. Oh, man. Mount Rushmore. It ain't big. It's not. And it's no, you know, I explained that on the post. Yeah. It's no diss to Big.
You better explain it to these people out here.
Word. It's no diss to Big, but two albums and you died before the second album came out is not enough.
Well, how many albums Tupac did?
Shit, like seven?
Yeah, he did about seven.
And then still had at least another 5 to 6 albums worth of work.
Hold on.
After he died. Released,
though. Tupacalypse Now, Strictly for My Niggas. Me Against the World.
All Eyes on Me,
and Machiavelli.
The 7 Day Theory.
That was 5 albums he released. The rest was underground.
Mm.
Word.
But,
yeah, it is kind of crazy. He did so many albums and shit that he wasn't even.
Word.
I mean, when he, even when he was gone for years, shit was coming out. Like, how the fuck?
Yeah. Word. I'm gonna say Dr. Dre, number three.
Dre is number three. I respect that.
West Coast Revolution.
Facts.
Number four, we only doing four, right?
Yeah, four.
Number four. Damn.
That's why that face is unidentified on that fourth. On that fourth.
I wanna say Scarface. For the South. For the South.
Remember, Scarface is more so Midwest. He ain't really South.
All right. Well,
Texas is
I like Midwest. Scarface, man.
Why would you put Scarface in there?
Yeah, why?
Where you I fucks with from? Scarface, man.
Yeah, but why would you put him there personally?
Because I dig his music.
Rushmore.
I dig his music.
On the Rushmore?
On Rushmore? I like Face Mob too, kid.
Damn. I fucks with the Face. I wanted to bring from 4 different eras. I want to come to New York. I want to come to East. I want to go West. And I want to go somewhere else. I didn't want to just bring everybody from the same part. Hip hop is, I like hip hop.
Yeah,
period.
I mean, I think like that
so
too.
So no matter where you from, if your music is good, I like it. Yeah. A lot of people are just, if you ain't from New York, we ain't fucking with you. Yeah. Or if you ain't from LA, we ain't fucking with you.
You right.
Or if you ain't from down south, we ain't fucking with you. If I like the music, I like the music. I like Scarface.
Interesting, kid. It's an interesting Mount Rushmore. I wish we had a computer screen right here to put the
it's subject to change. It's subject to change.
It's always going to change and evolve.
It's subject to change. My man, shout out to my man T. I put up some Scarface the other day. Scarface don't get enough props for what he do. But, you know,
that's true.
If I can change it, he's not my final answer, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay, Face Mall. Shout out to Face Mall, man. I'm surprised you ain't mentioned Q.
I already brought somebody from the West, man.
Yeah, but you know, Cube is...
And Cube, you know, I could say that. Cube is my... I love Cube from... Listen, my man Grimm... Shout out to my man Grimm, too. My man Grimm told me, you need to hear this tape one day. Right? I come downstairs to his crib. He puts in America's Most Wanted. Yeah, changed my life.
Most Wanted was crazy.
Changed my life.
Cube gotta be there too, man.
Changed my fucking life.
I love some Cube, man.
I heard straight like this. When that intro came on and he was like, I heard Payback's a motherfucker, and it just, everything just went crazy. I heard the cursing and shit, and I was like, wow, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, fuck Scarface. I put Cube up there.
Switched up with less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a big Outkast fan too. Might change too. They put the South on the map too.
Yeah, Outkast. Women Out was a dope album, man.
1995, they got on the stage when the Bad Boy East Coast West Coast shit popped off and said the South got something
to say.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That was the illest Source Awards
That happened right there in the Apollo, right?
Yeah.
Right,
and then you wonder why they ain't been on TV since.
95. Now they had Source Awards after that, but that one was the illest.
That set the whole show.
It was a lot of tension in there, boy.
Hell yeah. It was a lot of tension.
Shit could have exploded and everything, man.
Word, I wish I was in there then.
I don't.
That was getting ready to be. You know, they was grungy down.
That was getting ready to be a riot situation because Corrupt and them niggas like, yo, we got like 4 niggas strapped And we in the middle of New York. Them niggas got niggas out there, they strapped. The boom with them back there, I'm sure they strapped. These niggas over here, they strapped.
And I'm like, yo, man.
Yeah, that was a wild time. 95, kid.
Yeah.
Live 95, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was a live.
The golden 90s, man. The golden era.
That was the golden era of hip hop. A lot of platinum albums was released that in the 90s, man, for real. You know what I mean? But switching gears, man, move on to the NBA, man. You know what I mean? You know, it was always the topic, man, with this guy, man. You know, LeBron James. King James says that, man, people take his greatness for granted, man.
Man.
What do y'all think about that, man?
I think they do.
Think they do?
Yeah, because you gotta respect the things that this man, he's very intellect when he talks.
Yeah.
And even the time when he was going at it with Barkley. You know what I mean? And he got on Barkley one time. Nigga, I ain't
spit on nobody
and kids and you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's a great face for somebody like Jordan to pass the torch.
Barkley say to get him to say that? What did Barkley say?
You know what? I don't remember. You got to recite on that one.
Barkley was getting on him because he felt like, yo, he wasn't competitive. He said, yo, you always, you know, seem like you're taking the easy way out. Going to ready-made teams and this.
Bingo.
And that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what tarnishes his legacy with a lot of people. A lot of people aren't going to forgive him for that Miami move. You know what I'm saying? Because that just opened up a can of worms with the league.
Bingo.
But you know, after he did that, a lot of them started doing that.
That's what triple teaming
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you know, Barkley and them came from a different era. So, you know, they go to a team, they want to be that representative of that team.
Yeah.
And they honestly believe that. Yeah. And that was the game of yesterday. I must admit. You know what I mean? I like, that's the way it's supposed to be anyway.
Yeah.
But you know, but being that the game, they collab all together like that.
Yeah.
Free
it was times when James, niggas was hurt, man. Just like with the series, James. They lost. They lost the first series against Golden State.
And they lost
the year when what you call it, man?
When Kyrie got hurt,
he carried them cats, man.
That's my guy right there, man.
Yeah, but then you turn around and look, and I'm gonna go on record and say, you know, without Kyrie, he wouldn't have won that Cleveland chip, man.
He probably wouldn't have. You're right.
And everybody quick to say Kyrie didn't win until LeBron got there. But guess what? LeBron ain't won without Kyrie either.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
But at the end of the day, you gotta respect a man like him. You know what I mean? Especially us, our culture, a black man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people don't know the underground things that this dude got his high school buddies all CEO jobs,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's all the little stuff that a lot of people don't know what this man be doing.
I'm a great philanthropist. I respect him. Off the field, off the court, for everything he's done.
Yeah,
he's did the school.
He gotta be credit. He's not known that. And then on top of that, they not presenting this.
Yeah,
they not talking about.
They talk about it.
Who talks about it?
What he's talking about is his on the court legacy. Everything off the court, I respect he did.
Yeah, it's well done.
He's done, and when he left Cleveland the first time, how they lost 200. The city went. Lost $200 million when he left and went to Miami.
That's true.
I respect that.
And not only that, what they were saying about him when he left.
He's never played since 2010. He's never played with nothing less than two other All-Stars. The only teams he played with more All-Stars than him was the Celtics, the Atlanta Hawks at one point when they swept the Hawks. That year, when the Hawks had four All-Stars. The Hawks had, that year they had four All-Stars.
Four All-Stars, yeah. Who was it?
And Golden State.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
And Golden State. Everything is ready-made. You got your two other All-Stars, superstars, and then you got each guy for what you want. Your shooters, your dirty player, meaning rebounder, who's going to do the dirty work, rebounding, defense, stuff like that. Come on. You can't, and this is Golden to Barkley. You want all the good players?
Yeah. Yeah, facts. Charles is like, come on, you got two all-stars already. What more do you need?
Yeah. And this is what struck a nerve.
Yeah, it touched.
Oh, you spit on kids. You did this and that. For him to go on like that, like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, he violated.
You're in the Eastern Conference. You get a free ride to the finals every year. You got... Nobody got more all-stars in the Eastern Conference on your team than you. And you still complaining.
Word.
That's the point.
Nah, that's, and that's why his legacy is always going to be tarnished, because people going to look at Mike like, yo, Mike only needed Scotty.
Yeah. And then they say, and then when the people that bring up Dennis didn't come to the second tour.
Yeah.
What happened to the first?
Yeah.
He had Horace Grant. Not saying Horace Grant wasn't no superstar.
He was solid.
He was very solid.
Got the job done.
He did what he needed to do. They got three without Dennis.
That's a fact.
He didn't ask for Dennis. Phil Jackson brought Dennis over.
That's a fact. That's a fact, man. Yeah, but that's what sours LeBron James' legacy, man, to me, to everybody, is the fact that it just looks like, you know, you're running the ready-made teams. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Kevin Durant.
Jump over a little something. Yeah, KD basically did it because he's like, yo, this is the only way I'm going to probably beat this guy. You know what I'm saying?
He just wanted to get a ring, but that shit was
corny. But that's what we're talking about. That started that trend of players doing this.
That shit was corny too.
Jumping on all these elite kids was worse than
LeBron going to Miami.
Yeah.
All right, what now? No, let's take it back to the time when, remember when the Lakers had Gary Payton and Karl Malone and them?
They ain't win no chip.
They got ran off the court by Detroit.
Yeah, they ain't win no chip. They ain't win no chip that year with that.
What about the year when Pippins and Barkley got together, when they got together?
And they lost to the Lakers.
They got no chip. Word. And Mike told Scottie, he's like, yo, don't team up with Charles because Charles has a loser's mentality.
Mm-hmm.
He told him that, kid. Charles is his man. Mike told Scottie, don't team up with Charles because he has a loser's mentality.
Scottie wanted to prove that he can win without Mike.
Word.
Right.
But this is when Mike retired.
Yeah. Because the shadow is, he's in Mike's shadow. All right, I got six rings, but I'm under your shadow.
Of course, yeah. That's the same way Kyrie Irving thinks this year, right now.
Exactly.
Word.
You gotta respect that. I respect that man, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah,
that's my guy right there,
that,
man.
For the decision that he did.
Now he's winning.
I want to shout out to my plug. You know who you are. Get that 3X from my man, Stills the Great. The white 11 Irving jersey, not the green. Get him the white with the green.
Oh, God, you know what
right I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he, we got room. Right we got there, room man. For we got room for Stills. Oh, for Stills,
man.
He don't even like Kyrie. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. Bring it back. I'd rather it was a better performer, man.
Oh my God, man, we ain't even gonna get into all that, man.
Numbers talk, man.
Yeah, bullshit. Fuck out of here. Ooh. Listen, man. I ain't even gonna get into that, man. But back to LeBron, man. Like, look, the latest thing is now a lot of executives are expecting LeBron to go run the Houston next.
Houston?
Whack move.
Exactly.
I don't think he'll do it.
Exactly.
Why they need him too.
They can use him at the three.
Why go to the West at this stage in his career where he has to work harder?
I don't know. That's what I said. You know what I'm saying? But in my mind, I think the most sensible move, if he want to run and try to get another chip, would be to Philly. You know what I'm saying? Philly need a small forward.
Still a sucker move.
It is a sucker move. But this is why his legacy is going to always be tarnished, because it's looking like you're a mercenary now. You just jumping from team to team, chasing the ring.
Listen, man, that boy needs to stop playing and come on to the big city.
Nah, man.
What Dan Gilbert needs to do is...
Come on over here, man.
I won't be surprised. Dan Gilbert needs to get LeBron before LeBron gets him. This February, Dan Gilbert needs to sit down and make a decision to be like, listen, am I going to trade this motherfucker or do I keep him here hoping that he stays and he burns me again? Simple. You want your team to stay relevant? Trade him.
Dan Gilbert don't have no control over LeBron. First of all, he got plenty of control. He got a no trade clause.
He got no trade clause?
Yeah, him, hell yeah. LeBron has a no trade clause. Him and Carmelo Anthony are the only ones that have no trade clauses.
Then right now, the ball's on LeBron's court.
LeBron owns
He has all the power in that situation.
Yeah, he could.
That's why he keeps hamstringing the organization for 1 year deals. Give me a 1 year deal. Matter of fact, pay Tristan Thompson the money that he deserves.
And now you want him to get traded?
Well,
for,
Jordan did that shit.
They were trying to trade. He gave him $80 million. Now you're trying to trade him for who are you trying to trade him for? D Cousins.
Yeah.
That was talked about.
I don't think
he Cousins will slow them down because the Warriors will run them niggas out the gym.
Yeah, Cousins is an ad, man. Shout out to Boogie, man. He's a beast, but yeah, he's he can't control him.
It seemed like it's kind of gelling a little bit with him and Davis.
And now Rondo.
It took a while, but you know, they starting to gel, and that's a force, man.
Yeah.
I watched them play, man, both of them bringing the ball up. they starting to fast break, all this stuff.
It's only them two.
That's that point forward.
Unless Rondo get him the balls. Nobody else but Rondo and them.
Can do it, yeah. Yeah, and that they would respect to
what's
give
the
ball
to Holiday.
Rondo had 18 assists last night.
He should.
Word up.
But see, here you go.
Damn, how other old people, Rondo now?
Other people will say he only got those numbers because he had three Hall of Famers on his team, right?
Well, he got two more All-Stars on his team. He got three All-Stars on his team now. So
he was getting those triple-doubles after Paul and Kevin left.
Hey, you right.
With
you
Jeff right. Green and fucking...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming in
with no jump shot.
Coming to the garden and killing Knicks, man. I remember that shit. That's
but it's just
crazy.
It's just me, though. Oh, Hall of Fame. It's Hall of Fame.
They're gonna have 30 on us.
He leads the league. Yeah, he led the league in triple doubles once the Hall of Fame is left, and people still got something to say. But keep going, man. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's your man, kid. He in New Orleans.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
If he ain't get hurt so much, he probably be close to the assist leader, man.
I don't know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, he's not going to touch them.
Next subject.
He ain't do nothing in Sacramento, though, and he ain't do nothing in Dallas.
Yeah, bad coach. Definitely bad situation in Dallas. I don't know what happened. They ain't get along at all.
Yeah, but on top of that, Rondo's he's a head case, man.
He's too small.
He had problems. He had problems with Doc Rivers too, man.
Yeah.
He too smart for his own good, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
Shitting his head, throw it at the coaches and shit.
There you go.
Throw him to come to the film session.
I tell you one thing. Kyrie ain't never put up 18, 20, and 20 before.
Oh, man. Could you stop it with the Kyrie? Kyrie
never put those numbers up.
Kyrie got chips, too.
Kyrie got a chip. And Rondo got eight chips. But I never seen Kyrie throw up 18, 20, and 20 before.
Come on, man. That's not his makeup.
I know.
Kyrie is a different type
You score your 30 or your 25 and two assists and you be good.
He's a different type of dude, but he affects the game. Rondo it's a lot of hockey assists.
Rondo went out there and gave niggas 18, 20, and 20. I'm good with that. Keep your 30 and 4. But next subject, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yo, here we go.
With no jump shot.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. That stat is crazy, man.
I don't know what I'm talking about, son.
Rondo was a beast, kid.
Go ahead, though.
Shout out to Rajon Rondo.
I seen Isaiah give John Wall 53 in the playoffs.
Here we go.
With no other All-Stars.
But here we go.
I never seen Kyrie do that, but what? I don't know what I'm talking about.
You smoking Heemies.
I said with no other All-Stars.
Kyrie did that before.
No other All-Stars didn't even smell a playoff.
He did it before. So what, man, yo? He came into a situation fresh out of college. 8 games played in college, made it to the NBA.
Yeah, 4 years, man. Come on.
Huh?
You played there 4 years.
Who played there 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years. He played it 4 years before LeBron came back.
So what? I mean, he had no team. That's when LeBron left them high and dry. And what did they do? They drafted Anthony Bennett. Wasted draft.
That's not his fault.
Exactly. That's not Kyrie's fault.
I never seen Kyrie put the numbers up.
Oh, man. Here we go, man. Yeah. Kyrie was carrying Cleveland. He was telling people, yo, I'm not LeBron James. Man.
I seen Isaiah lead the league in fourth quarter points season.
He campaigned for Isaiah Thomas.
I never seen Kyrie do that, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
Kyrie is special.
Next.
Man.
He is special. He is special. I'll give him that. Well, he won 13 straight games.
He's today's game hero right now, man. He's
13 straight. Right and I'm rooting for the kid because I want LeBron to be exposed that much more.
Yeah.
But next, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Last but not least, man. Your man, LaVar Ball, man. He takes both of his sons out of school, man. Now, mind you, LiAngelo was still in high school. Took him out of school. He took No, I'm LaMelo. Sorry. LaMelo was still in high school. LiAngelo was in UCLA, full scholarship. But niggas went to China, got the sticky fingers.
No, what not? But to say the least, man, he's just... You know, he's a very smart dude, man. His father, man. His father, man. For the simple fact that this guy thinks ahead, man. He want each one of his sons. He want each one of his sons to be successful. He know his son in college fucked up. Yeah. He's fucked up.
So
he
got incident.
Yeah, because you know why?
Sticky fingers, you're stealing.
You already. Yeah.
Allen Iverson did worse.
True, but still, at the same time, you got a man that's exposing his son in the NBA draft. Talking all this shit. They wanna, you know how it is. That's part of life. They wanna see you fall flat on your face.
Stole a pair of
wanna see this man fall flat on his face. Yeah. They wanna see his son flop and fall flat on his face in the NBA.
If he went,
right?
And I agree.
You know that from all the shit. But from all the shit that he's talking.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Now, this happened in China. Motherfuckers are laughing to the bank about this shit.
Facts.
You know what I mean? You know how it is. That's part of life. Yeah. That's part of life.
First of all, the nigga, yo. your brother is in the league. He getting millions,
right?
Your father signed $150 million deal for, I think it's for that reality show or something. They was
that's
signed.
True, but to something put that all for, on the side
what
for
the
a second,
fuck are you doing stealing shades in China?
But to put that all on the side, his father didn't see that coming. This is the last thing he done on earth that will ever happen to his family. And it's embarrassing.
It's definitely embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It is. But at the same time, motherfuckers don't care about the shit about them balls. They want to see them fall.
I'll give you a scenario. Yeah. If you think LeVar Ball would have kept his fucking mouth shut from day one, would this incident be in the news the way it is?
No.
There you go.
It wouldn't.
Shut the fuck up.
Nah, it would have.
They might have reported it.
Ball is still in the NBA.
Yeah, they might have said something about it, but it all goes to his father, man.
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball has a game, right? His father's at the game. They don't put the microphone in front of Lonzo's face. Yeah, after the end of the game, they go straight to his pops.
Yeah.
Of course. And then he's loving it because he always got something to say.
He's smiling for the camera with them yellow ass teeth, man.
Now at the same time. He know that his son, who knows how he play? He's probably what?
Who, LaMelo?
LaMelo or whatever. Is he better?
The father even said LaMelo's gonna go do better than LiAngelo.
LiAngelo, that's the one that got
the younger one. UCLA, the younger one.
The youngest
one in high school.
Okay.
LaMelo.
Now, he's gonna that's carry this 100. Curse with him for the next. Imagine he stayed in UCLA, whatever. Got suspended, still played. That still would have hampered that nigga all the whole time.
I'd say just shut up and let your kids go.
Oh, he's robbery. Such.
You got the platform.
He would have probably went in the third round to the Knicks.
So what? You made
right?
You made it.
And sat the bench and been out and been in the D League.
You made it.
You know what I mean?
But now you playing.
But his father's street, you know, good thinking. He put that dude over here to make some money, man.
To make some money. But what you gonna do about your school? You got a free scholarship to one of the top 10 colleges in the country.
Listen,
man.
I think he's doing that for now. He's gonna bring them back.
Lonzo didn't even graduate. Lonzo did 1 year.
What do you think, Stills?
I'm gonna tell y'all this, man.
Tell me.
Yo, he's a bozo from the gate, man. He blew up with Lonzo first and foremost.
Like, of course he did. I know
Lonzo
that.
Lonzo Ball could have got a multi-million-dollar contract from any shoe company. Coming into the NBA.
Facts.
But this dude wants to be greedy, lived vicariously through his sons, and start his own sneaker brand with no money. You let that be known, you blew all your deals off the table with Nike, even Under Armour said no. Adidas.
Because he done talked this shit already.
For real. You blew money for your sons out off the rip. If he was smart, what he would have did, Lonzo's the first one. You got two other sons coming after him. Lonzo's the first one. Take that Nike deal. Get the money from the Nike deal. You get Lonzo's gonna get NBA first round draft pick money.
Right.
Guaranteed.
Then bring the shoe out.
Then you bring your shoe out. You know what I'm saying? For your next two.
which can be LaMelo.
And the one in high school already got the scholarship offered to him as a sophomore in high school.
For real.
UCLA already gave him a tear. Yo, we welcome.
If he was smart.
For free.
Yo, if he was smart. That's why I keep going back to saying, if he was smart, using Nike money, create your own brand.
Exactly.
Have your youngest son who's in high school right now sponsor that team with the sneakers.
Yeah.
With the whole Zoe, whatever.
So Lonzo, yeah. I get it. So Lonzo can have his Nike joint.
Yes.
Let LaMelo do.
Exactly.
The what is it? Zoe 2s?
Yeah,
or the Melo 2s or whatever. Exactly. Whatever it will be
you
called.
Absolutely right.
He would have made more. He would have definitely had more publicity doing it that way than calling, I want to be partners with the big dogs. Like, shut up, man. You ain't get your money. You speaking too fast.
Why wait for them to come? I'd rather make my own money.
Yeah, you putting the car.
And then you selling it for fucking
$500.
For real. $500.
How's the sneakers doing anyway?
Who knows?
Who bought it? Jay-Z?
I don't hear Jay-Z.
Only celebrity Jay-Z, athlete.
Exactly. Jay-Z brought a few pair. John Wall brought a few pair. Celebrities. I don't know no regular person that spent $400.
His shoe cost what? It cost
$400? $400. Yeah. Then on top of that.
Man, I wouldn't be on my feet.
Fact. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no Nike, no Jordan, no nothing. I'm not.
I pay $400 for shoes, not those.
Then on top of that, it's like, yo, all right, you got one that's in the NBA. One made it already. Mm-hmm. You already good. He made it already. You got two others coming. All right, you already know LiAngelo probably ain't going to make it in the league. Okay, cool. Let him stay in school. Get his education.
Let him
can't
do,
take that from.
Let him do that.
Marketing or something.
Business.
Yeah, business.
Get him to do that. He can handle the family affairs. And then the other two come out. They're the athletes. They're the ones who going to do what they do.
You know what I'm saying? But he's so stupid.
Keep it all
he's
in
so
the family.
Hard up. He want everybody to be ball players. Like, taking your son out of high school, that just shows you're a bad father, man.
Yeah.
To go play now in Lithuania in another country.
That's crazy.
Far, you know what I'm saying? Foreign country. How's he going to get his education out there now?
I wonder what the terms of the contract are.
1 year. It's a 1 year deal.
Yeah, I'm talking about financial wise.
So now you pull them out of school. They're both no longer amateur status.
Unless they get schooling over there.
Yeah, in Lithuania?
So yeah, wait a minute, both his sons in Lithuania?
Yeah,
both of them.
They're going to play together.
They're going to play together.
On the same team.
The one that's in college, that just got pulled out of college.
Yeah.
And then now the youngest one that's still in high school.
And all this coming from him being upset at the punishment the NCAA gave LiAngelo for stealing.
Come on.
And what was that?
Man, I want to say...
They were suspended for how many games?
No, the season. No, he was suspended indefinitely.
For the season?
Yes. So, which means he wasn't playing this year.
Okay.
And Ball got mad because
And he
of that.
Was upset with that.
He pulled his son out of high school because he didn't like the way that the coach...
So, how you know if he's not going to bring them back for next year? He want bring them to play somewhere.
Ain't taking him back to UCLA. He done.
He can't play.
He go to another school.
Amateur status.
Yeah, it's done.
How's that?
You went pro.
Once
you getting paid in
another country though.
Doesn't matter.
They signed with agents.
You signed with an agent.
They signed with agents. Once he pulled him out of UCLA and put him overseas, that's it for his UCLA.
The college career is over before it even started.
I won't be surprised his father. Bring him back next year and try out for one of the NBA teams.
He would have to.
The NBA is probably now.
They might blackball him.
Exactly. Me thinking sinister, that's what they're going to do to him. Like,
because they don't want the circus. He already started with Luke Walton. Talk about, yo, he don't play. He don't know how to coach my son.
Yeah.
He don't know how to coach my son. My son shouldn't be sitting in the fourth quarter. All that. Dude, you hurting yourself. You shooting yourself.
He's talking to a Walton. You know what I'm saying? Mm. He's talking to a wall.
Whose pops is all-time great at UCLA.
You know what I'm saying? For real. So he's just shooting himself in the
Bill Walton is a UCLA alumni. Is still a part of the roots and everything. Like, yo, what are you doing? Yeah,
he's an idiot, Tone. Like, he's hurting their careers more than he's helping. I understand everybody, the good father shit. Like, yo, if you was a good father,
you'd have left
them in school.
Exactly. Yeah.
Get their education. Basketball is secondary to your education. You already got one that's in the league.
Right? Exactly.
That's making multi-million dollars. You already screwed up his sneaker contract, so he ain't even got a sneaker contract. He just got that NBA contract.
Like my man still said, Don't be surprised if they become a 30 for 30 in the next 5 to 6 years.
Facts. They gonna be a 30 for 30 story on ESPN. Greedy father.
Yeah, don't let him blow. Don't let him blow his knee out.
No, that's all it takes. One time.
That's all.
And you're not playing. And you're not playing great in the Lakers now.
Man, you're not bigger than the game, but, man.
Well, a lot of people will say he's a rookie, and he is. But with so much mouth you put into your, into this, you being looked at so much more. So every game he has 3 points, one for nine, 2 for 10 shooting, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. They're gonna say he's a bust. He's a bust. He's a bust. He's magnified right now.
So how do you rate his season right now?
So it's not even half. Right, I'm gonna say he's a rookie. Let him play.
I'll give him. I'll be honest. I'll be fair.
I seen worse.
I give him a C.
Give him a C. He's not holding up to his potential. He's not holding up to his number two pick.
The team is not that great.
He had 2 triple-doubles. He's the youngest player in NBA history to score to have a triple double.
He had three.
Three triple-doubles?
Yeah.
Youngest player in NBA history.
He have a monster game, then he have three garbage games.
You know what I'm saying?
And then he have a decent game, then he have two garbage games, then he have another monster game.
Okay, so that's almost like on the average.
The potential's, there.
See, that keeps him in the league.
Yeah,
it's there. The potential
for a team like that, for the Lakers, you know?
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, if it's the next star that's in college that's coming up, and they see that he can potentially be a game changer, you don't think Magic gonna take him and be like, just like they did with D'Angelo Russell? See ya. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because they got D'Angelo Russell out of there to get ball in there.
Exactly. You don't think that Magic gonna do that same
and
thing?
And for that, you could have kept D'Angelo Russell.
I don't think not so soon. Exactly. I think they believe in him a little bit.
Magic is gonna have to have a sit down with this dude off season. Work on his shot. His shot is terrible.
But Magic's shot was terrible.
You can't tell Magic that. Magic can tell you he's the greatest on the planet, but Magic really took shots. This guy Alonzo is shooting like he's money. But on top of that, when you get to the hole, he's not finishing. He can get there. Miss the layups. It's like, and then sometimes he look like, why am I out here? You know, it's just a look on his face that I see. Like, he's like, well, I'm out here. Like, he don't act like he want to be out there. Like,
he
get
don't
out.
Play with any fire.
Yeah, he's just fire, normal. Man. Like, you have to sit down and talk to him. Keep his father out. Close the fucking door and let Magic and him
talk. That's hard. That's the father.
It is.
Father control the family. That's Joe Jackson.
It is. And that's what he said. That's what he said. That's what still says. Joe Jackson 2.0.
Word, 2.0.
Kid. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, living through his kids.
Living vicariously.
I feel sorry for them, man.
But I could see it down the line on some dirty shit.
30 for 30, kid. The father that did too much.
Went in there and robbed the laundromat or some shit.
Facts, Tone.
I'm saying though, man, the way it's looking, that's, you know, it's a great story, but you know, I feel for the guy, man.
Dude, you got three sons. I feel for the guy, man.
You made
yourself
look bad, man.
Yeah, but that joint that happened in China, he did not see that coming, man. That was like...
And he never spoke on
that. That was a curse to the family.
He ain't speak on that. As much as he run his mouth, he ain't never came in front of a microphone and talked about that. All he said was about Donald Trump saying, you ain't thank me. And he was like, well, why do I got to thank you? Why I gotta thank you? For what? I know how to talk to my kids. Why I gotta thank you? Now, he can talk. LiAngelo can go out there and score 60 in the UCLA game. He'd be the first one on the mic. LiAngelo's gonna be this. He's gonna be that.
So, you really think Trump really, the reason why they got out a little, or leave? Yeah.
I don't even know.
You think that really?
I doubt it.
I heard it was somebody else that kind of pulled strings for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know shit to do with Trump.
Yeah. I ain't gonna say it didn't have nothing to do with him. I'm pretty sure he probably enforced everything.
But he mentioned about the case to them guys, though.
Who is him to say, like, he got so much more in his mind to just sit there and they say, oh, well, you know, this kid's from UCLA got locked up for stealing shades.
That's a big story, though.
And, well, you know what? Whoever the leader is he talking to, why don't you release those kids, man? They good kids. He wants to put his name on everything, but that's another subject.
Yeah, man.
But still, at the end of the day, it still was two other kids involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the?
Who even know the names of the two?
Who's the names of the other two?
I don't.
Nobody would know, right?
I don't, but as long as it said ball at the end of one of those kids' names.
See, there you go. There you go. So, but his father, father put his own foot in his mouth.
He hurt them, man.
I think that was just, that was karma, man.
Yeah, man.
Just think about it. That's just karma. That's just, it's like a success story in the beginning. Thinking you know what you're doing, and
all I'm saying is slow down.
Holding your kids back, and slow then this down. Shit gets smashed in your face like that. This, man.
Yeah,
that's like an apple pie smashed in your face. Now what?
Once he once he did this, and the deal's already signed, now it's pretty much you got to make it a bust now.
Yeah, man. Amen. Yeah, I want to see all young blacks
make it,
kid.
Yeah,
but he made it hard for you to really root for him. You know what I'm saying? Because he just was living through his kids so bad. It's like, yo, come on, man. Let them live. Let them be kids. You know what I'm saying? Let them be kids. Let them have their experiences. And the fact that you pulled your youngest son out of high school,
if you was going to do LeAngelo, fine. Right? Your kid is in high school.
For real.
Let him at least get his high school diploma. Leave him in high school. LeAngelo, if you feel LeAngelo ain't going to make it, that would have been the one that maybe I might have sent overseas if I knew he wasn't going to make the draft.
Right, right.
LaMelo, I would have left in school.
And you could tell that he's not thinking long term, because it's like, yo, you know what I mean? You still need an education. Even if you get the money, you still need an education.
Hell yeah. Because how you going to
manage that money and work that money when you get it?
Because God forbid what happens if LeVar drops.
Exactly.
Who's managing that money?
Exactly.
Nobody heard from the mother.
They like robots.
Exactly. So y'all be rich for the next 4 years and then be crying broke.
You know what I mean? For real, man. I hate that story, man. I hate the fact
that. I just hope that don't happen to our fellow brother.
Yeah, man.
You know?
But it's looking like it's going
to another mother. But we never see the mother.
Nobody heard the
mother. Another brother, another mother. Yeah. But we never see the mother. Like she won't have nothing to say.
Miles was sick or something like that.
Powdery.
She had cancer or something. So, dad's been running.
Cool. LeVar.
But Miles is white.
Yeah.
Mother's white.
Biracial kids.
Mm, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But,
His brother just like him.
Mm-hmm.
LaVar Ball, you seen his brother?
No.
His brother just like him. He was backstage at one of the Philly games.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, your man looking for you. That's his brother.
That's his brother.
He's like, your man. Ball head just like him. Your man. He's like, yo, come here, B. All that shit. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. After all the shit y'all talk back and forth to each other,
he ran up on Joel and B.
Yeah.
Yeah, they from the hood.
Chino Hills. They just moved to the suburbs.
Yeah.
The boys was raised in the suburbs.
It's ill because of what you posted the other day with Isaiah, man. Telling his story, like how his moms were.
Yeah. Isaiah was like, yo, my moms was packing heat, nigga.
At the game.
Sneaking he was drafted.
Sneaking food in.
Sneaking fried chicken.
Nothing on the things that was going on. Where was it from? Chicago, man.
He said when he got drafted, he said their moms would fry chicken at home and sneak it in the game.
Word.
And sneak it in the game. Packing.
It was the hammer.
The hammer.
White girl was like, what's packing?
Yeah. He said no. And Chris Carter was like, the hammer. Carter, she had the hammer.
Word.
No, they would have guns on them and eating fried chicken in the stands like this.
Word.
You go ahead, baby. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
And that was back then. Word. But you know, he raises an interesting point when he said that, because he was like, it's the first time we're seeing it because it wasn't social media. Yeah. Back then, but he said that's been happening all along. It's just the first time that it's mainstream now.
Right, right, right.
So you know, it could be. You know,
all of us got that one family member, man. You bring them out. It's going.
It's the mothers. Yeah, it's the mothers, man.
Yeah, it's a fact.
But the internet and all that, let you know, the internet changed lives, man. Shit.
Shout out to Isaiah Thomas.
Shout out to Zeke.
Zeke was a Zeke pioneer.
Yeah, man. But fellas, man. Looks like we came to the end of another great one, man. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, no doubt.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
My pleasure, man.
Y'all, man. Tone,
legend. Tone,
can't close sir. This week. You know what I'm saying?
Tone,
oh,
Tone.
Man, I had a bad 4 o'clock and above. I know one thing, I ain't never fucking with the Jets again, man. I don't know what the wrong thing.
Watch your game in the snow.
Cleveland. You was up there. Yo, everybody shit kept switching. Still was at the side. I said, how you get up there? Then I leave the phone alone, come back, say, oh shit, I'm back at the top again. Man, this week was crazy.
Blizzard
and
game.
Then I see Mario, big Mario up there.
Yeah, man. Y'all wanted a blizzard too.
Yeah,
huh?
Y'all had a blizzard
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should have lost that game. Nigga missed the shit. Vinatieri, man. Couldn't see. That shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's white out conditions, man.
Yo, but the kick that went into overtime, that shit was way over here and curved in there.
The wind.
To take it to overtime, and then the shit that's supposed to win it in overtime, the game, the shit went right through the middle, and at the last minute, this curve left. I said, oh, shit.
McCoy won it for y'all, man.
Yeah,
NFL been pretty interesting. Yesterday was an interesting week, man. That Rams-Philly game was...
Yeah, that was a nice one. I was watching that. Yeah, that was nice.
Yo,
that's next episode.
I just heard a lot of teams you expect to be good wasn't, you know, something happened or they just weren't that good. Injuries, suspensions.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got time to talk about that.
Definitely got time to talk about that, man. Definitely on the next episode, man. Gentlemen, man, it's a pleasure, man. You know,
yes, sir.
Hour strong.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Episode 44 of the books, Bars and Hoops.
Yes, sir.
Stills the great.
Come
true
support.
Legend.
Yes, sir.
Man, support the movement.
Word up, man.
Come
catch
through.
Catch us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, and iTunes at Bars and Hoops, man. That's BarsandHoops. You know what I mean?
Support,
man. Stills the great. True legend Tone.
My man Tone.
Side Flair.
Yes, sir.
You can catch me in the hood too, you know?
Peace.
Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile. Only you. Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status, phase policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.
It's hard to enjoy your daily yoga routine when your mind is on your next VAT return.
And how to avoid the usual mistakes. But with QuickBooks, the new VAT Smart Scan technology does the work for you. As the deadline approaches, it checks for duplicates, looks for anomalies, and reviews VAT codes. So your biggest struggle is touching your forehead with your ankle.
Search for QuickBooks, perfect for making tax digital. QuickBooks, backing you.